We are going to be talking now about the light, and we'll be heading into that study. But one thing that we have talked about in the past, not lately maybe, but you may remember what Jesus said is going to happen when he was walking the earth, he said it, when he would leave, what would be the result? Look at John 9, verses 4 and 5. Remind ourselves of this. I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. So he said, as long as he was in the world, he was the light of the world, but that the night cometh when no man can work. You can see the implication there, that he would not be there eventually, and that the light of the world would be gone. It would be dark. John 12. Let's look at John 12, verses 35 and 36. Jesus said unto them, yet a little while is the light with you. Walk while you have the light, lest darkness come upon you. For he that walketh in darkness knoweth not whither he goeth. While you have light, believe in the light, that you may be children of light. These things spake Jesus, and departed, and did hide himself from them. So the body of Christ has light, the light of the world shining on us today. Now these things were spoken by Jesus before there was a body of Christ, body of believers believing Paul's gospel. But today we do have the light of the world shining on us, and we in turn shine out as lights in the world. We can see that in Philippians 2, verse 15, that you may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom you shine as lights in the world. You shine as lights in the world, with God's light, the light of the world in you. When the body of Christ shines as lights in the world, and when that body is caught up out of the world to meet the Lord in the air, the result on earth will be night. It will be spiritual night, darkness. The light will have been taken out of the way. The night will be here. So here's some more scriptures about the light, the day, the night, and believers in Paul's gospel of Christ crucified for our sins, where we fit in. 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 2. 1 Thessalonians 5, 2. For you yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord, the day, light, day, the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. There you've got day and night. Verses 4 and 5. But you, brethren, are not in darkness, that you should be overtaken, But you, brethren, are not in darkness, that that day should overtake you as a thief. In other words, the thief in the night does not come when it's not night, not when it's still day, not while there is still the light of the world in the world. But you, brethren, are not in darkness. You are all the children of light and the children of the day. We are not of the night, nor of darkness. Come on down, same chapter, 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 7 here. We'll read 7 through 10. For they that sleep, sleep in the night, and they that be drunken in the night. But let us who are of the day be sober. Do you see the counter, the two sides there? Excuse me just a minute. I need to clear my throat. You can see the two sides there. They and we. They that sleep are... let me get it right. Verse 7. They that sleep, sleep in the night. They that be drunken are drunken in the night. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate and the breastplate of faith and love, for an helmet the hope of salvation. For God hath not appointed us to wrath, but you know, there's darkness for them, but for us God has not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him. Good verses to keep in mind. We need to examine those verses, starting with verse 2, 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 2. For yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. No wonder the Bible calls it the day. Here, God calls it the day of the Lord. Not the night of the Lord, and not the return of the Lord, but the day of the Lord. When the Lord Jesus Christ, when he does return to rule over the world from Israel, it'll definitely be the shining of the day for those kingdom believers in that night at that time. It, you know, when he comes, it will be coming as a thief in the night, and he's going to shine for them. They'll see it. Christ comes as a thief in the night, and he'll be shining. He'll be the shining of the day. It's called the brightness of his coming. Okay, 2 Thessalonians 2, verse 7. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Only he who now letteth, or restraineth, as we saw before, letteth means to let, means to restrain. Doesn't mean to allow like it sounds, but it's the sense of letting a bucket down. You slowly let it down. You don't let it go banging down all at once. You restrain it from its fall. Only he who now letteth or restraineth will restrain until he be taken out of the way. And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming, even we. Now, it's talking about that wicked who's, excuse me, not we, even him. It's talking about that wicked, what it called that wicked up above there, who's coming, so it's somebody, whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders. We can see those signs and lying wonders in the world today, already starting. What did it say earlier? He's in the world, but let's see. I don't have that. Verse 7. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work. We have some of those signs and lying wonders going on. Not in great... well, they are, you know, those people that claim there are signs today and tongues and stuff, they've got some kind of power over them that they don't want to listen to the truth. They don't want to listen to the scripture. But anyway, that wicked does not have free reign in the world today, because he that restraineth is still restraining. He that letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. He that restraineth is still here. Christ is now head and body, but the body of Christ is still here on earth, and we are still shining as lights in the darkness, in the dark world. And as such, Christ's body is still restraining that wicked from being revealed. The coming of that wicked is after the working of Satan with all power and signs. Are you looking for signs? Don't be fooled. Don't be fooled. The signs in the Bible were only for Israel. They were for Israel before Israel was fully blinded and cast away. The signs today are the lying wonders of the deceiver, because Israel has been cast away. You can see their blinding right there in Acts 28, verses 25 to 29. All right, let's think more about that, the light being taken out of the way. We'll concentrate on that a little bit. By the time the body of Christ on earth will have been taken out of the way of the man of sin, the earth will be covered with spiritual darkness, because the body of Christ, shining as lights in the world, will be gone from the earth. Jesus Christ, the light, shining in darkness, you know, there'll be light. Well, like we talked about, I think it was yesterday, there will be candlesticks in those seven churches that we saw could not be body of Christ churches after the body of Christ has been caught up to be with the Lord. But the brightness of Israel's rising had turned into Israel's fall. That's why there's darkness. Israel has no light other than what they see in the body of Christ before we're caught up. And those little candlesticks of outposts of, you know, during that tribulation, those seven churches, candlesticks holding out some light. But anyway, they blasphemed the Holy Ghost. Israel did. That's why they fell. By the, you know, when they stoned Stephen, speaking to them the words of the Holy Ghost, and they just, you know, they blew it. They stoned. They were blaspheming the Holy Ghost in that act there at the end of Acts 7. Soon after that, God saved Saul of Tarsus, sent him to be a light of the Gentiles, as we saw in earlier lessons. God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, hath shined in the hearts of those Gentiles who believed Paul's gospel of Christ crucified for their sins. Not the kingdom gospel, but Paul's gospel. Then those believers shined as lights in the world, as we do. However, according to 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 2, when the Lord comes back to earth, the world will be in the darkness of spiritual night. It'll be a sad thing. You know, well, picture yourself in total darkness, wandering around trying to find where you are, or where you need to be. Total darkness, physical darkness. What a confusion. And that's the way it's going to be spiritually after the church, the body of Christ, is taken up. There will not be much spiritual light in the world at that time. And let me just get a sip. Hold on, please. So, 2 Thessalonians 2:10, we'll get down to the 10th verse. With all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they received not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this cause God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie. Let me get that right. I'm going to read that again. For this cause God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie. That's hard to comprehend, isn't it? God wants the truth put out there now, but after they've rejected it, they're on the wrong side of things. Then they receive the wrath of God. For this cause God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned, who believed not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. So God was being truthful with us when he said the wages of sin is death. They bore their own sin by their own choice. What a picture of spiritual darkness. God shall send them strong delusion that they should believe a lie. God will have shut the door. It was an open door of grace, but God shut it. The day of the Lord comes as a thief in the night, and the day lights the night. The day, the shining of his, brightness of his coming, the brightness of his shining. In that future world of spiritual darkness, before the Lord returns, after the body of Christ has been removed from the world, where will those believers in Paul's gospel be? Those who shined as lights in the world, but were taken up. Where will they be when the dark is in the world? It's dark, spiritually dark throughout the world, and there's no light shining in the darkness. Where will they be? They'll be already gone. Let's look further in Scripture. In 1 Thessalonians 5, verses 4 and 5, starting in 4, "But you, brethren, are not in darkness, that day should overtake you as a thief." As a thief in the night, in other words. "You are all the children of light and the children of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness." As long as we believers in the gospel of Christ are still here, we are those who shine as lights in the world. We're not in the darkness. We are not darkness. The darkness is not here yet, while we're still here. The day of the Lord, it comes at night as a thief in the night. But we're still here, shining as lights in the world. So we are the children of the light. We're the children of the day. We're not of the night, not of the darkness. The Lord is not going to return to earth, to touch down on the earth, while we're still here, while it's still light. The church, the body of Christ, must be gone, so there's spiritual darkness for the Lord to return as a thief in the night. So, but the light is still here. The day cannot light the night while it's still day. It's still day. It doesn't. There's no night to be lighted. So let's read on. 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 7 through 10. "For they that sleep, sleep in the night, and they that be drunken are drunken in the night. But let us," so there's the they and us again, "let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for an helmet, the hope of salvation. For God hath not appointed us to wrath." He just went through how those that reject, how those that reject the truth during, before the catching up, how they are appointed to wrath. They have wrath coming. They cannot avoid it. But God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us. Christ already died for us and for our sins. Why should we choose to pay that death penalty too? Who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him. How comforting that is, isn't it? We will be living together with the Lord Jesus Christ. Wrath is not comforting. Wrath is disturbing. It's destructive. But what he said there in the scripture is comforting. We should live together with him. The night is coming. However, the night came once before, when Jesus Christ, the light of the world, left the world. The brightness of Israel's rising turned to night when Israel fell by blaspheming the Holy Ghost. Again, that was in Acts 7. And the Lord immediately saved unforgivable Paul as a pattern, set him to be a light of the Gentiles. Now, we believers in Paul's gospel of Christ shine out as lights in the world. However, before the day of the Lord can come as a thief in the night, the lights in the world must be extracted from the world. We in the body of Christ that shine as lights in the world must be snatched out of the world, snatched or raptured like a raptor comes and picks up his prey, will be taken up out of here in the twinkling of an eye. God has declared in Scripture his way of snatching out the body of Christ from the world, which will leave the world in spiritual darkness. The Bible says that we will be caught up together. Those are the words, caught up together. Count on those words. Count on God being honest and true about it. That will leave the world, though, in spiritual darkness and night, for the day of the Lord to light up that night of spiritual darkness. As of now, prophecy has not yet restarted from when it stopped at Israel's fall. What about the catching up of the body of Christ? The prophecies in Israel's book of Revelation begin to be fulfilled when the body of Christ is caught up. And, you know, that's what we're told in Romans 11:25, that they're blinded until the fullness of the Gentiles be brought in to what the Lord is bringing us into today. Israel's resumption of prophetic fulfillment begins with that spiritual darkness that follows the catching up of the body of Christ. During that darkness on earth, well, you can see a connection. You know, if you take out, if you consider the body of Christ to be a parenthesis, and you take that, lift that out for just a moment, and bring the future, just after the catching up of the body of Christ and that spiritual darkness that Israel will be in then, if you bring that back to Acts 7, when Israel fell and they incurred darkness, they brought darkness on themselves, and there it comes. But in the meantime, God opened up hundreds of years here of grace that's unprophesied. It's unsearchable in the Old Testament. It was hidden. It was kept secret by God. It was hid in God. And that's what we're in right now until we're caught up to be with the Lord. So, Israel is in darkness now. There's spiritual darkness that they can... how do I say it? They can access the light of God by believing the scriptures that we have, Paul's doctrine, Paul's epistles. They can be saved, in other words, just like we are, but not through Israel's teaching, not by the law, not by being good enough for God. Israel can't come to God through their covenants or promises today. That's all on hold. That's all they were cast away. They're not God's people. And God said, I will not be their God. But if they come like Saul of Tarsus did, as a sinner, condemned, unforgivable, and trusting on Christ to have taken that unforgivable sin and paid the penalty of it, the death. He died the death for you and me and for them, for Israel. Then they will be saved just like you and I are. But, you know, Israel's resumption of prophecy, the prophecies about Israel, that begins with that spiritual darkness that follows the catching up of the body of Christ after that parenthesis of grace. The dispensation of grace, that God dispenses his workings with man through grace during this period. And when that's taken up, there will be spiritual darkness. During that darkness on earth, God sets seven candlesticks and seven stars in the beginning of Jacob's trouble. That's Daniel's 70th week, prophesied in Daniel 9, about which the Book of Revelation prophesies all that about the seven candlesticks, the seven churches, Daniel's 70th week, That's what you begin to see in the beginning of Revelation, after the church, the body of Christ, is gone. Prophecy fulfillment has not yet restarted from the time when it stopped at Israel's blinding and casting away. Pardon me. Just a moment, please. In prophecy, the day of the Lord comes as a thief in the night, not as a thief in the day. And we are the children of the day. We believe in Paul's gospel of salvation, that Christ died for our sins, for my sins, your sins. Your sins are paid for. The penalty has already been taken care of. Believe it and be saved. We're children of the light. And we're children of the day. We have a future, a bright future, being caught up together out of this world to meet the Lord in the air before the Lord, before the world is cast into darkness, or at the time at our leaving, the world will be cast into darkness. Will lie in darkness. The body of Christ, we shine as lights in the world. And in order for the day of the Lord to come as a thief in the night, we lights in the world first have to be caught up out of the world. And that's why 1 Thessalonians 5:9 says that we are not appointed to wrath. Paul says, "For God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ." Wrath is coming, though. But we're not appointed to it. We're appointed to obtain salvation from that wrath of God, which is coming. 1 Thessalonians verse 10, chapter 1, verse 10. And it specifically says that Jesus already delivered us from that wrath to come. There at the end of the verse. God does not say that he delivered us through the wrath, or delivered us in the wrath, or during the wrath, or that he will deliver us out of the wrath, but rather he delivered us from the wrath. You know, God says that he will, he says what he's going to do for Israel is to save them out of the wrath, out of it. But that body of Christ, the body of Christ, as we saw in 1 Thessalonians 1:10, will be delivered from it. So words mean something, at least to God. For verification of what God said, look in Jeremiah 30, verse 7. "Alas, for that day is great, so that none is like it. It is even a time, the time of Jacob's trouble. But he," meaning Jacob or Israel, "shall be saved out of it." They have to get into it. It will not be Jacob's trouble if Israel will be delivered from it. No, Israel will not be delivered from it. They'll be delivered out of it. After Jacob's trouble has started and run its course up to the day that's those surrounding nations plan to finish Israel's extinction, then he shall be saved out of it. What a climactic end to that that time of trouble for Jacob, for Israel. Pardon me. David also speaks of this in the 23rd Psalm, verse 4. "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death," speaking of Israel, when they go through the valley of the shadow of death, "I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over." So I hope from this you can see the difference between Israel not being delivered until they are delivered out of Jacob's trouble. But, on the other hand, the body of Christ not being appointed to wrath and even being delivered from the wrath to come instead of out of it. Okay, done for today. And except for answering questions or trying to answer questions, any comments, additions?